In the early morning hours of September 2nd, the Ketchikan Volunteer Rescue Squad responded to a call from the U.S. Coast Guard Sector Juneau, the Rescue Coordination Center for Alaska. The Coast Guard reported that flight service in Ketchikan was hearing a signal just south of the Ketchikan Airport from an emergency locator transmitter, or ELT. Jerry Kiefer, incident commander of the Ketchikan Volunteer Rescue Squad, says a team responded to the call at about 3 o'clock Thursday morning.
The signal was really, really weak. I believe it may have been going off for quite some time. So it took a bit more time. I think we were 3 or 4 hours into actually tracking the signal down and located it on an aircraft that was over at the airport, on the ramp there at the airport. There was no emergency. It was just part of the problem of ELTs and the accidental activation or failure of the unit that would cause them to activate.
Kiefer says the owners of the aircraft were contacted and the signal turned off. He says the aircraft had a 121.5 ELT. 121.5 is the frequency at which the ELT transmits. Kiefer says accidental activations and failures of that type of device are common. He says false alarms can be generated not only by ELTs, but other devices that transmit at the same frequency.
There are some fax machines. Sometimes home audio systems will, in combination with other signals within the home, will produce a 121.5 signal. That's not unheard of either. The failure rate for ELTs on 121.5 is pretty high.
Kiefer says the combination of signals from different devices can create false emergency alerts, leading to unnecessary search and rescue efforts. He says this, in part, led to the decision by the Coast Guard in 2009 to discontinue routine satellite monitoring of 121.5 ELTs.
The Coast Guard's decision to shut down the receivers and not listen to the 121.5 signal is generated over quite a few years of errant signals causing a search and rescue asset to be launched, or just a failure of the unit to be sitting there in an aircraft or a boat or in your back room in some of your house. In some cases, the unit just decides to start transmitting. That led to their decision to quit listening to them.
Kiefer says the Coast Guard recommends replacing older models with newer 406 megahertz devices. He says those units are being monitored by satellite, are more reliable than the 121.5 ELTs, and have a smaller chance of error.
The problem is, it depends on which unit you get. They started at around $1,000 plus installation, so they're very expensive in comparison to the older units. And I don't know anybody that's got them here in Ketchikan, frankly. I know maybe some of the air taxis have them. Certainly the Alaska Airlines does have them, but they're so expensive for general aviation that I think it's people are slow to buy them.
Kiefer says because of the cost and difficulty in acquiring the 406 ELTs, many pilots will continue to use the older 121.5 ELTs. He says pilots should be aware that those units may turn on accidentally and drain the battery.
If somebody goes over to the airport and gets in their airplane, and if they don't tune their aircraft radio up to 121.5 and listen for the signal before they take off, they may not know what's going off. If flight service doesn't hear it, that signal could go off for days until the battery goes dead, and there's really no way for the aircraft owner to know that ELT has a dead battery. And then in case of a crash, that ELT will not operate.
Kiefer says it's important that pilots check before each flight to make sure ELTs are working properly.
Know what your condition of your ELT. Make sure that it's serviced in its proper interval before each flight. If you can, test your ELT. Make sure that it's working. File a flight plan with flight service. If you're going anywhere, then are overdue, and your ELT is not heard, rescue assets will be dispatched based on your overdue report. If you don't want to file with flight service for some reason, file a plan with somebody that you trust that will report you overdue.
Kiefer says the Ketchikan Volunteer Rescue Squad also offers another option. He says the agency loans out spot locator beacons free of charge. The beacons are monitored regularly by the KVRS, and in the case of an emergency, position is updated every 10 minutes. Kiefer says spot locators are generally borrowed by hikers, but can also be used in aircraft. Though mostly used for day trips, Kiefer says longer-term loans can be arranged. In Ketchikan, I'm Maria Dudzak.